You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greetings, Earthling.
I'm Bruce Belange.
I'm Taylor Purdy.
And you're listening to Around the Sun,
an episodic audio drama created by Brad Ferenczis. This is Season 2, Episode 3, Area 51.
The officer sits at his desk, meticulously reviewing paperwork, when there is a knock on his door.
Come in.
Good morning, sir.
At ease.
I'm sorry to barge in on you, but there's an emergency.
Have we met?
No, sir. I'm one of your cadets.
A trainee?
Yes, sir. Stevens.
Did your instructor give you permission to be here, Stevens?
No, sir. It's an emergency.
Did your instructor drop dead? Is that the emergency?
No, sir.
Then I see no reason why you should be here. I generally don't take meetings with cadets, and if I did, there is a process to follow. You cannot skirt the process. Besides, I'm steeped in paperwork this morning.
I understand, sir, but I took an oath to uphold the values of this country.
The process begins when you submit a form to Dottie.
Your secretary.
My secretary?
Yes, sir.
No, Dottie is a career support specialist. Dottie works for the country. Not for me.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm still learning.
Did you give Dottie a meeting request form?
She was away from her desk.
So you didn't give her a meeting request form?
Correct.
Then why are you here?
I've left messages for you all morning.
And who are you again?
Stevens, sir. I'm still in training.
Right. Stevens from training. Let me get this straight. Your instructor doesn't know you're here, and you didn't submit a meeting request, but you still thought it a good idea to just barge in to talk with me.
It's critical.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, sir.
I am your superior. There is a process.
I'm sorry. It's an emergency.
It's the business of the country. It's all an emergency.
I called all morning.
That was you?
Yes, sir.
Well, the sky didn't fall, so it can't be much of an emergency.
They're dying, sir.
Who?
The specimens. The extraterrestrials. The aliens we keep locked in the basement.
What do you know about the specimens?
I've heard them. Every night. For as long as I've been in training. I've heard their pain through the vent under my bunk. They wake me up, sir.
There are no specimens. Besides, we at the top of the chain have protocol to follow. If I wanted a meeting with the Chief Master Sergeant, do you think I'd just elbow my way into his office?
No, sir.
That's right, because we have a process. I'd submit a form. I didn't get to be who I am because I pissed on the process.
I understand, sir, but I took an oath.
You understand, yet here you are pissing on the process.
If I could just tell you what I've seen.
I'm not interested in conspiracy theories about aliens, Stevens. I've heard them before, and they distract from the work of the country.
The specimens are real. I've heard them crying for as long as I've been here.
Move your cot if the mice in the vents are keeping you awake.
Last night, I followed their cries. I crawled through the ducts, and I followed the sound of their pain. I saw them, sir. Dozens of specimens locked in cages.
You did what?
I saw them. the smaller ones crying to be held, the larger ones shackled and unable to move, the older ones strapped to gurneys and being pumped with God knows what. I followed their cries to the basement and I saw them.
You didn't see them.
They were dying down there.
Listen to me. You didn't see them. The basement is a classified area.
How can we torture them like that? Is that who we want to be?
For your own benefit, I acknowledge nothing you say you saw.
They're living beings, terrestrial or extraterrestrial. They're intelligent life. They think and feel just like us.
It's the business of the country, Stevens. It's only you bleeding hearts who think with your gut. There are things we can learn from the specimens, from testing their limits, if, in fact, they even exist.
But we took an oath to defend personal freedoms.
It's different. I've heard enough. You can leave. You've already exceeded the time you didn't properly request.
It's inhumane.
Well, good, because they're not human. They're alien. Their spaceships crashed inside our borders. They're a threat to the homeland. They're enemy combatants. What do you have to say to that? Should we bake a turkey and send them back on their merry way?
We have an obligation to set a moral example.
Oh, please. It's impossible to be everything for everyone, Stevens. You'll learn that. Rob Peter to pay Paul. Is that good policy? Empower the rebels until they become the enemy? Send us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free until they break the bank. And you want me to worry about a couple dozen specimens?
It's life or death down there.
Everything is life or death when you're executing the business of the country. There are no winners or losers, just process. Now get back to training.
I unlocked the cages.
You what?
I wanted you to know that I unlocked the cages. I set them free.
No, you didn't.
I liberated them.
When?
Earlier this morning.
Why would you do that?
Because I took an oath.
Oh, God.
They were being held against their will, sir.
Donnie, we had a code red!
It seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
Yeah, it usually does.
But now their spaceships are landing all over the desert. I wanted to warn you before you saw it on the news.
Attention, everyone. This is
leave
not
now, Stevens. Run for the hills. And on your way out, tell Dottie I need an incident report.
Again.
This is going to be a lot of paperwork.
This is a code red. Everyone must exit the building.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza. For full credits and to hear more episodes, please visit AroundTheSunPodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, remember to like, share, and subscribe.
Because this is it!
This episode also featured Ashley Monique Menard as Dottie.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.